This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Greg McBride, Chief Financial Analyst with Bankrate, is with us on the WBEN, Trocare College Live Line. We're heading into summer with a lot of uncertainty over the economy, Greg. You know, the back and forth just this week on President Trump's tariffs has kind of been head spinning. How are you navigating this?
Yeah, I think this really underscores, Susan, why people need to focus on the long term from an investment perspective. Don't concern yourself with the day-to-day headlines because, you know, the tariffs, for example, on again, off again, it does. It's head spinning. So, you know, focus on the long term. Control what you can control, keeping your investment expenses low, investing regularly, consistently, ideally in low-cost, broad-based index funds. That's, you know, build a portfolio that's designed for your risk tolerance, your goals, but also can stand the test of time. And then it's a long-term objective. Don't concern yourself with the day-to-day headlines because, you know, they do fluctuate so wildly and it's difficult to keep up at times.
You don't concern yourself with the day-to-day, but when does the day-to-day become the month-to-month, become the year-to-year in terms of these fluctuations? Because it seems like that's the way it might happen. I mean, it's like every single day you're waiting on maybe a big swing one way or the other could theoretically happen at any given moment. And to carry that over for months and, I mean, who knows? Does it last the entire year? I mean, when do you start to be concerned about that stuff?
Well, volatility is normal. I think we got lulled to sleep a little bit, last year with a lack of it, but volatility is normal. And so I would expect more of this choppiness up and down. But again, that's why, you know, don't concern yourself with the day-to-day, focus on the long-term. Ultimately, stock prices are a reflection of corporate earnings. And so, you know, sentiment can swing wildly, but, you know, companies only report their earnings every quarter. And so, you know, it's really that fundamental that ultimately drives stock prices. You know, eventually that kind of comes out in the wash. So if you're focusing on the long term, again, those broad-based index funds, you know, an economy that grows over time, companies that grow their profits over time, that leads to higher stock prices over time. And so, you know, I think it's investors can be their own worst enemy if they're trying to play stock jockey and jump in and out all the time. You know, studies have shown that, you know, if you just invest in a broad-based index fund, that tends to be the recipe for the best performance for individual investors.
You know, it seems like we all watch stocks, maybe too closely, like you said, but they have bounced back from the lows of Liberation Day. What about the bond market? That seems to be more turbulent.
It is, and that's an excellent point, Susan, because, you know, in many cases, you know, the bond market can kind of lead the stock market. In other words, you know, sometimes you get conflicting information where the stock market's going up, but the bond market's been turbulent and people say, well, you know, I can't make sense of that. You know, time and time again, when you've had that disparity, the bond market has had the better track record of sort of being correct or, you know, anticipating problems down the road. And so, you know, again, that's why I expect volatility is going to continue to be normal. You said at the top of the segment about how much uncertainty there is about the economy. And I think that's the big word we circle right there is uncertainty, right? And so that's contributing to a lot of that volatility in the bond market. And yeah, the stock market has rebounded mightily, almost 20% from where it was April 9th. And that's great. That's why you got to be in it to win it. You can't freak out about, you know, short-term movements in the market. But the volatility in the bond market, I mean, that really is a reflection of the broad uncertainty that we're seeing and just the continued escalation of government debt.
You know, most people would be invested into a fund that kind of pulls from all areas of the stock market, though some are a little more specified. I'm wondering if there might be kind of a shift going on, or maybe you think it's short term. You know, if we look at some of the big drivers of the stock market and growth, these tech companies, a lot of them heavily invested in China. I mean, these tariff impacts could have a big impact on what they do. Then you have a lot of other company, you know, retail companies that also might see a big impact from tariffs. I'm wondering if there's a shift maybe in what companies are driving growth, if there is growth on the stock market.
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head there, Brian, in that, you know, you're right. The tech companies have just kind of went gangbusters the past couple of years, and that really was what was driving the market. But, you know, there's been a shift this year, and so now, you know, the tech companies aren't necessarily driving the returns that they were the past couple of years. Trees don't grow to the sky, right? So valuations have gotten a little bit stretched, and now with all the uncertainty, yeah, you're seeing a little bit of a pullback and just more choppiness in those stocks. But, you know, some of the more, you know, predictable, you know, old economy stocks, if you will, you know, they're generating better returns, a little bit more consistency. And that's why you have to invest, you know, in something like a broad-based index fund. You know, the founder of Vanguard, Jack Bogle, famously said, don't try to find a needle in the haystack, just buy the whole haystack. And that's really what you're doing when you invest in a broad-based index fund. You're not trying to pin the tail on the donkey and pick that one right stock. You're just going to buy the whole market. And that's really, over time, has shown to be the recipe for the best performance for individual investors.
You know, despite the uncertainty over all of this happening right now, what has surprised you about the resilience of the economy?
Well, you said resilience. I think that's really it. You know, we've seen, you know, sentiment, both consumer and business sentiment, just completely fell off the table. You know, we were really sort of expecting the worst from an economic perspective, and yet the data has really held up nicely. The economy, when you look at things like employment and spending, continues to just chug right along. Now, you know, maybe that'll change, but to this point, the fact that we're at the end of May and we still have that resilience in the economy despite all the uncertainty, that's been a very pleasant surprise.
Well, that's a good thing. I would kind of say, Greg, thanks so much. Bankrate Chief Financial Analyst Greg McBride joining us here on WBEM with a look at, you know, what's been a pretty wild few days on Wall Street.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.